up. Yeah, I want to see if this if the hosting thing will
Yeah,
work
just we
because I
just
have
went
it
live.
set for us. So I think you guys, well, we need to be live, and then when I stop streaming, it should auto host. Okay, well, all right, guys, I'm going to tune off of my channel, but stick around for
We
the
are
Think of a
live
Podcast
early
episode
because we
22.
are
See you next
catering
time.
to O'Leary's new stream. I know. It's like now, you and I are just, the old guys that do the podcast. She's like the famous one. That's right. But see, now I can't look at those and not go 7 hours, 14 hours, 21 hours, 28 hours. Really? It's just spinning, yeah. Oh, wow. Maybe. Maybe. It may have just hurt. Going from the stream to Skype may have killed her Skype. She may have to. Sort of, kind of. No, not you. Right?
Autographed power pack, seven prints autographed by Jason David Frank himself. We also have some photographs from our friend Mike Jin.
That
When
would
he was
probably
on,
do
he
it.
left some awesome prints
Mikey!
and lots of
Whoa!
wonderful Power Rangers comic books. We got Power Rangers
Whoa! They're
Pink,
so
we
cool!
got Mighty Morphin, we got Go-Go,
I like
all
all the
the
Yeah, that's God, that thing looks awesome. If you close Skype and you're still on the call. You need to right click down in the bottom right corner and say quit. I am
How are you?
fixing audio problems because Marspad says he can't hear you, so he
Can't hear me.
should be able to now. I think I've got it
Marspad,
fixed.
can you hear me? Calling Major Marspad. Calling ground control.
Aha! So Marspad said, "Can't hear a root, but I imagine he's singing." And when I finally get it
Wow.
fixed, you are singing. And you're serenading Mars pad.
I am Major Mars pad.
Yeah,
I don't know why this isn't
he's in
working.
O'Leary's box until I can get her video fi feed fixed.
Yeah.
Well,
Simon,
because
hear me.
you didn't close Skype because you never left the call. So
I did.
you never left the call though.
I hung up several times.
Right,
Several
but
times.
you need to quit Skype completely and then relaunch it.
Okay, okay, I'll do it. BRB.
You could just reboot your computer.
All right. So, Root, how are
yes,
you doing?
Sir! Man, I'm doing all right. Busy, you know.
Yeah.
And but busy's good. Busy's real good. We've got, man, two more podcasts I want to come on board. That one kind of fell into my lap, so that one's already on board. But all I do is host it. Like, they send me the files already done, and I host it and got them on iTunes. You ever heard of a little guy from MMA named Kenny Florian?
Kenny Florian. Name sounds familiar. I don't watch a lot of MMA, but name sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's a big MMA superstar. He is on a MMA podcast with another guy, Orange, something or other. Brazilian dude. And they came on board last week, 2 weeks now. So I don't know when their next episode's coming out. It's high production, so
nice.
I imagine theirs is going to be probably, man, if they do once a week, I'd be surprised. So it's kind of bizarre because I can't get the guys to send me an MP3 file. They send me an uncompressed wave file, and it's like gigs in size.
Yeah.
My guys, you're killing me here. You know, as soon as you get me all squared away,
she's gonna pop in. It's gonna flip everything. I know.
Can you hear me?
Oh yeah. Yes. Still can't see you.
So I left. I like opened Task Manager to close Skype. It wasn't even open there. I close it completely. There's no quit Skype anymore. Like that function doesn't exist.
I'm looking at it in Windows 10.
Okay.
There it is.
Where?
So down at the bottom right corner, beside the time, you've got the little up. You got the little up arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You click that. You should see.
Skype isn't in there. Like I'm not even joking right
now. You wanna share your data? But this is like tech support, guys. So
that's right.
When you're an innkeeper, you have to do all kinds of things, including now. This I'm very serious about this. I know it's kind of funny and everything else, but you would be surprised the amount of tech support that you actually have to do as an innkeeper. And it's not just Windows. I mean, Avantis is going to be troubleshooting Aleri here, but it's anything, man. You've got tablets, you've got phones, location services. Yes, the Hearthstone client does a lot in and of itself to try to fix the issues. But on a tablet or a phone, if location services aren't turned on, if Wi-Fi is not turned on, you can run a lot of issues.
Yeah, and Mars Pads kind of got the right idea. We're going to have to concede. Reboot. We're going to have to concede this and reboot.
Yes.
So we will wait for you to reboot your computer.
Yeah. So, hey, Avantis. In the meantime, you want to kick up a game of Hearthstone and or maybe. Maybe pick up someone's stream and we can live cast what they're doing or
sure.
Without my big face. Like, I don't, man, it's like right up in everybody's business.
Let's see. Do I have a scene set up though? That's the question.
You can just bring up you just bring up one from your show. We'll there we go.
Yeah. So
is this you here?
This is me here.
Yeah. All right. So who are we gonna spectate? Who are we gonna?
Well, we've got Bloody Face. He's a pro player. We can spectate him. Yeah. Let's see who else we got.
Oh, I saw the. That's not who I thought. Yeah, KCCO Gamer.
Yeah, we got Kenny from Coin Concede. Let's see.
You got some good people on here, man. I'm about to like hijack your friends list and start adding people.
Little Dan and Fred from Hearth Coach. They're streaming live now.
Yeah, let's go watch one of theirs.
Yay! It worked!
Oh, hey, look.
Hey!
I can't believe I had to restart my computer. That's insane. Why? Okay, we have to fix that because I was really hoping to stream before. Like weekly.
Well, I mean, you can just not right up until.
It's because I wanted to like host us. I feel that that'd be.
You
fun.
Still can.
Yeah, you can still host us. Your stream doesn't have to be live. All you have to do is go to your channel. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I could have my channel on there right now, and I could say, "Hey, I want to host the Innkeeper podcast," and when we go live here, it'll pop up on my channel automatically.
Absolutely.
So it's you set it and you forget it. It's beautiful.
Yep.
It is.
Okay. Things have changed. Honestly, like the back end of Twitch, I was looking at it today and I'm like, what is all this cool stuff? Like,
right?
It's funny because they have this, like the, not the workflow, but kind of like the ladder to kind of get approved and all this stuff.
Have you seen Twitch verified? Prime yet? And getting your free card packs from Twitch Prime?
You know what? You know what?
You haven't.
You know what? No, I'm absolutely disgruntled about this thing. So I have Twitch Prime, or like, because I have Amazon Prime since October, and I never got the October Brawl card backs. Oh. And I have been back and forth between Amazon and Twitch for months trying to get them. I'm like, they didn't activate. Like, what happened?
So you know what? I have an exact opposite problem. I'm probably going to give myself away here, but I have Amazon Prime. I have Twitch Prime, but I don't have Twitch Prime. It's like, I'm not paying for Twitch Prime, but I'm getting all the card. I just go claim them and I get them, but I promise you, I'm not paying for Twitch Prime.
Wow. So that's interesting.
I think it has something to do with a curse deal that I had, but I'm not sure. So it could still be from a sponsorship that Curse is doing on one of my other shows, and it could be intermingled in there now since it's all kind of one thing.
Cool.
That's what I'm going to fall back on if they ever come and say, hey, wait a minute.
All right. You guys ready to start this show?
Yeah.
Yeah, we might as well. Okay. Guys, thanks for hanging out while we got everything straightened out. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Bites, have fun. All right, let's start this podcast in...
Let's do it.
5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the HS Innkeepers Podcast. We're glad you found your way here.
And welcome to the Innkeepers Podcast. We are a podcast for innkeepers covering Hearthstone Fireside Gatherings. With insight and information, we hope all of our fellow innkeepers will find useful. My name is Avantes from Knoxville, Tennessee.
This is Root from Orlando, Florida.
And this is O'Leary from Halifax in Nova Scotia. We have no guests today, so... That's usually where I go, our guest is. And I was like, no lie.
Our guest is Windows 10 today, apparently.
Yeah.
Folks, coming up here on episode number 22 of the Innkeeper Podcast, we, of course, have our new shares and all of our spotlights. And then we are going to compare some of the online bracket sites.
And don't forget, for all of your Innkeeper needs, make sure you check out FiresideGatherings.com. It is the official Blizzard site for Fireside Gatherings. And also hsinkeepers.com. It is a brilliant resource created by, as the aforementioned, Innkeeper Bites. It has innkeeper resources made by innkeepers for innkeepers, coloring card backs. Bites just made a Time and Hero qualifier checklist. And when I say checklist, it minimizes what it actually is. It's this amazing support document for those kinds of things. So make sure you check out those websites for some resources to help you with your firesides.
Updated 4 times a day.
Wow. Really?
Not saying which day.
Oh, okay. On a day. Yeah, gotcha. Like, holy cow. Like, how does he have time for anything else?
And he does it all dressed as the innkeeper. So.
Sitting in his computer. All right, guys, we have a little bit of news to talk about, and it actually ties in directly with this week's main topic. Battlefy has added deck list submission capabilities to their new online bracketing platform. So your players can now submit their deck lists when they sign up for the tournaments. Now, these are open deck lists. It's very important to remember, if you are running a closed deck list event, they will not need to submit their deck list, or they'll need to mail them to you or email them to you or whatever. But if you're running an open deck list tournament, they can now submit them directly to Battlefy. This is big news for innkeepers, and as I said, the basis for tonight's main topic. Also, reminder, We've said this the last couple of weeks, but we want to make sure you guys know, because day after tomorrow, Thursday, February the 22nd, is the deadline to schedule any events for Season 1 Tavern Hero Qualifiers. If you have not scheduled them by this Thursday, February the 22nd, it is now too late.
It's going to be the first season I've not run a Tavern Hero Qualifier since the beginning. And I just realized that, and I'm a little sad.
Aww.
I've just been so busy with the tour stop and stuff.
If you schedule your event Thursday, that makes the last possible day for your events to be held March the 4th. I believe that is a Sunday, March 4th. So
a lot of preachers like that day.
Yeah, so get your events in.
What, you March 4th on a Sunday? Never mind.
Yeah.
Woo! So, woo!
So, this week, our top share of the week, as we mentioned earlier, basically, this just happened yesterday, really. Maticus, the innkeeper, main innkeeper out in Vancouver, he posted, or shared, I guess, the Battlefy announcement that Battlefy now supports deckless submissions and things like that. And with that, he included that they actually have a support Discord. So what you can do, and I've joined in there, and I've actually seen just kind of through notifications coming up on my phone, someone, the gist I got from it was like someone had reported a slight issue and they had fixed it. Like, they're really reacting to what people are saying about how things are working and actively resolving issues to do with this deckless submission system that they've just implemented. So there is a link in the Discord for you to join the Battlefy support Discord. So if you are live at an event and you're having a bit of trouble, you know, obviously you can reach out in the Innkeeper Discord at any time, especially if Matt's online because he is an expert on the platform. But you can also just go directly to the support server for Battlefy and get help if you need it. So that is our share of the week and definitely ties in with our bracket discussion as well. So thank you, Matt.
I did make a bit.ly on that. So if you want to use bit.ly, you can use bit.ly and go to bit.ly / BF Discord. So Battlefy, so BF Discord. That'll take you right to their Discord channel. That brings us to our new Innkeeper Spotlight, and joined here very recently onto the server has been Pylon from Regensburg, Germany. It says, hey everybody, my name is Andreas from Regensburg, Germany. I used to organize tournaments for the Asian board game Go, Wagyu Baduk, I'm pretty sure I massacred that, and shifted to Hearthstone last year. Having attended tournaments as a participant, I gained experience, and then organized the first Hearthstone Pylon Cup in Hamburg with 50 participants. Just last week, I organized the second tournament in Regensburg with, again, 50 participants. I keep on playing and also attending tournaments and fireside gatherings if possible. Organizing has always been a hobby for me, and Hearthstone tournaments give a lot of pleasure. Therefore, I'm glad to join this group and meet other people that share this passion. Well, Pylon, well met and welcome.
Welcome, yes.
Welcome to the group.
Yeah, I wonder how far that is away from Swinghammer.
I'm pretty sure they've worked together. I'm pretty sure he had mentioned that or just kind of said about it, especially in Germany. I mean, if you're not working with the Schwinghammer, you're missing out. Hopefully. You know what?
That's a global statement. That's like a Hearthstone global statement that if you're not working with the Schwinghammer, you're missing out. I mean, come on.
For sure. He is a legend. Yeah.
The legend. You know what's going to be funny? Here not too long, there's going to be a card animation that's just going to go swing out,
We need that on the podcast. We need like that scene switch.
Yeah.
It's just a big hammer comes down. It says,
swing hammer.
That would be good. If Ben is on, if Ben is in chat, if Ben is listening, I can facilitate that. Make it happen.
There you go.
We'll get Byte to do the VO on it. It'd be great.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. That brings us to our main topic, online tournament bracket sites. So this is something that's been a bit of a topic for a while now. When it comes to hosting tournaments, innkeepers have a few choices of where to go. These can include sites like the before mentioned Battlefy, Binary Beast. Wow. Yeah, that's a bit of a throwback. Yeah.
Now, is it still a thing?
So the list we have, it comes from some feedback, some input that we had from innkeepers in the server. And so I was looking at the show notes for this, and I was like, Binary Beast? Like, where is that from? And it's actually from Sueda, who is the he's the Dreampack or Stone
Right.
manager, basically. But like, it is especially like a European bracket site. And I know of it from almost 4 years ago or so. So
it is totally still a thing.
It is? Wow. That is a throwback. But that's the thing, and I think that's one of the things we kind of want to highlight and address with this podcast, is that there are a lot of options, especially if you're new to the game, as it were. Like, if you look up tournament bracket website, there's going to be a lot of options for you. So that's why we're taking the time to go through it with you, with input from other people. And I think the main consensus really is just use what you're most comfortable with, as long as it kind of does what you need it to do. So.
All right.
Challenge, sorry.
Yeah, we also have Challenge, which is what I started with way back in the day. Same. You know, my first firesides were run using Challenge.
Thanks, you.
Then you've got play.esl. Now, cool. I'm not familiar with this one. Never used it. Never really been to their site.
So, once upon a time, I don't know if you guys know this, I was actually the Hearthstone game head for ESL North America. Mm-hmm. So I use that a lot. But I think, again, this is one that Sueda mentioned. So it's I don't think that you can use that as an outside person. Like, if ESL ran a DreamHack or was involved with a DreamHack, the bracket would be on there. But I don't think it's a publicly available platform like that. I'm not 100%. Maybe they changed it. I'm honestly not super up to date with it. So I'm not 100% on that one, but yeah. Okay.
Then we get to one of the more popular ones of recent note, and that is Smash.gg. They have really come along in the last couple of years and made a name for themselves in this field. So and then you have the one that Schwinghammer has talked about quite a bit, because I believe they are regionally based close to him, and that is StriveWire. And anybody that's played in any online Hearthstone events is probably pretty familiar with StriveWire.
Yeah.
All right. So, things to consider when looking for an online bracket site. If Blizzard specifies a particular service as the one or ones to use, your choices will be limited for official Blizzard events. Now, we had Glitch from the esports team on recently, and she actually broke down. There is a list of specified service providers. Do we want to recap those real quick?
Sure, why not? I think, wasn't it just Battlefy and
Play.e? ESL Play, which again.
So that's for the DreamHack type tournaments.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Like, I don't think it's a public thing you can just, like, make a bracket on. Maybe they changed it, though. We should check that one.
Yeah. it requires a reboot, though.
Yeah. Oh my. Stop. You're so mean. One time.
She says, you're so mean, yet she just was playing against a rank 23 guy and hit him with a 10-6 Wind Fury.
What?
He was ranked 24 and he played a Wisp on turn one.
Which means he's probably a new player. And Illyri's like, oh, how cute. I'm going to smash you in the face for 20.
Look, you got to just play the game at one point. You can be nice, but you still got to play the game. So. Yeah. So it was Battlefy, Play. I think StriveWire was on there.
I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the episode or show notes from when Glitch was on.
You had to search Glitch. So, but while you're looking for that, we do remember one of the other things to consider is most, if not all, your services are going to require your players to sign up. Battlefy just recently implemented a thing where you can actually, if your players send you their deck list and it's an open deck list format, you can submit them that deck list for them. But most of the time, if your deck list is closed and a service like Battlefy or any of the other ones that require a sign up, in my experience, you're going to have people who don't sign up and show up at the very last minute for the tournament and go, I'm registered for the tournament. I did all my what I'm supposed to do. I didn't submit my deck list. And you go, great, just throw them up on Battlefy. And they go, what's Battlefy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that.
You're like 5 minutes before deadline. You're like, all right. So be prepared for that one. It will happen.
Happened to me Saturday during my THQ.
Oh, man. Oh, grats on running the THQ.
Woo! I finally got one to go off. It only took running it in an area where I could draw players from three states.
Three states. not to totally side rail us, but I'm going to ask you, once we finish this, well, I'm going to ask you about that because that's a big deal. We should have covered that at the beginning of the show. So, sorry about that. We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
I have the list.
Okay.
So it's Battlefy, Strivewire, ESGA, or ESL Play. Now, ESGA, I'm looking at it right now. It looks like the online cups. It looks like that's the kind of thing it runs. So, again, okay. It's kind of like a Strivewire type deal where you're going to have to contact their reps, their support, to actually get a bracket page made up. And it looks like it is more attuned for the online cups, so to speak, because of the online... But I don't know. I honestly, I'm not too familiar with it. I hadn't heard of it before it was on this list. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's something that we can research for you guys and look into. But if you're using it, if you have used it, definitely share your experience of using it in the Discord server because we'd love to hear about it.
Absolutely. All right. So... something else to remember is most bracket services you use modern based browser technology, so it may not render well on tablets or laptops
or mobile phones
yeah, it could be really, really annoying to navigate some of these sites on mobile devices. Not all services were designed by native English speakers, and some of the documentation suffers because of this. You know, you can find yourself trying to help somebody and stumbling through poorly worded or poorly sentenced.
Translated.
That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. So, just keep that in mind. And, the most important thing is that all of these services, you will not learn or master in a day. It takes repetition, running multiple events, getting familiar, and, you know, learning the ins and outs of these platforms before you can, you know, really say, okay, this is how to do this and this, you know, and we're going to get into this here in just a minute. We've talked to some other innkeepers and gotten their thoughts on these platforms, and we're going to share those with you here in just a second. But first, what platforms do we, as the hosts of the Innkeeper podcast, personally use? Well, as I mentioned earlier, I started with Challenge and was really comfortable with it. And then when I started hosting more and larger events and found Blizzard was kind of partial to Battlefy, I actually made the transition to Battlefy so I could learn the platform and know what was going on if I had to help with an HCT event and Blizzard's using Battlefy for the players. I needed to know myself how to use it and be able to navigate it. So I made the transition from Challenge to Battlefy. That's pretty much the only two platforms I've ever used. And now I pretty much exclusively only use Battlefy. Aleary, what about you?
excuse me. I started with challenge. I looked around at a lot of the other different bracket platforms available at the time. So it's Binary Beast. Still so crazy to think of that one. There was another one that I can't think of. Rats. But yeah, Battlefy. I was using Challenge. Battlefy showed up, and it was like the new kid in town. I like the interface. I have dark mode everything, like Twitter, Twitch, Discord, everything dark mode all the time. Yes, please. So what I really liked about Battlefy was it was that darker aesthetic, just naturally. And I don't know. I really like how the interface works. Maybe it's because I have spent quite a bit of time with it. But I just really like it. I really enjoyed it. And I was using Battlefy for maybe 3 years, close to 3 years or so. And then within the past year, Smash GG came onto the scene for Hearthstone. Now, the reason why I made such a big splash for Hearthstone was because the decklist submission functionality that it had, because there wasn't any other bracket website or platform at the time that could facilitate that. And that is such a huge thing. I cannot tell you how many hours I've spent creating tracking docs for decklists and things like that. So, and it just actually gets more trickier to track and keep a hold of now that there's codes involved. Before, it used to just be screenshots and images and all that. But now that there's decklists, it's harder to visually share that information with players if you have open or closed decklist. Only in the open decklist situation. But in the closed decklist, you still need to check them as an admin. So there was just a lot of work that went into sharing those and making them available. But with Smash, it's on the onus of the player to upload it, and the platform itself handles verifying what they're uploading is an accurate code and whatnot. So I really like that, and I really, really, really like their local ladder system, and that is going to be the one thing that will probably stop me from switching back to Battlefy now that Battlefy does decklist, because the local ladder is, it's just like ladder would be in Hearthstone in ranked play. They're introducing the functionality for it to be a best of one. Right now it's only a best of three, but they're introducing it to be a true best of one. So you have your players at the event, they can just, and it's self-running as well, that they just choose to join the ladder from the page and they play other people at the venue. And then at certain, I know Matt does it, that at like say 2:30 and 5 o'clock, the person at the top of the ladder gets a prize. My event that I have coming up, I'm going to do probably like about an hourly top of the ladder finish, because it's a big expo as well. It's not really a big sit down and play Hearthstone all day kind of thing. Going to give away prizes, hopefully hourly, for the people at the top of the ladder. And it's one of those things that as an innkeeper, if you can have something that kind of runs itself and then you can just jump in to give away prizes every now and then, like, it's really fun. And because you can set it as a best of one, and you can say you have to play the Fireside Brawl or something like that. Like, that's not a function in the bracket site that you would set, in a sense. It's just a communication on your behalf, to your players, to your patrons, either or what should be on the tournament page and also just vocally at the venue. But it's really fun. And I really like that for Firesides. But competitive tournaments, you know, Blizzard is using Battlefy. So, and now that they have this decklist functionality, I don't know, it's going to be a bit of a toss-up because, like you said, Avantes, you want to be well-versed in what Blizzard is wanting us to use for these HCT and big events. So it is a bit of a, it's starting to kind of, I'm starting to get torn by both sides as to which one I want to use, because the guys at Smash are amazing. They have great support for you. When you connect with them to set up a tournament page, because you do, you kind of make it to set it up and then it has to get approved. But in that process, they put you in a support group on Facebook with I think there's like a dozen people in this group and it's just me. But what they have is this incredible support network of staff and devs that if you have any problem, whether it's just in the lead up to your event and planning or at the event and you need like help right then to fix something that isn't, you know, maybe like I didn't know how to start the ladders. So the first time I was using those, I was like, it's not working. Why isn't? And they're honestly really nice all the time. Like there hasn't been one bad grape in the bunch, so to speak. So I can't like speak more highly of that, but
is a universal issue.
Yeah.
I was running my THQ Saturday. I was like, all right, round one's up. You guys go. And they're like, we can't see the pairings. And I'm like, oh, cause it might help if I hit start. Go.
Yeah. So, I mean, that support is really invaluable in the moment, especially at a fireside. So, for me, the top two contenders right now are Sun and Battlefy. But as we will hear later, there are other innkeepers that have had a lot of success with some of the other platforms as well. So, Root, you're up. What do you use and why?
Well, we started back with paper. So, but we went to an online bracket. We went straight into Battlefy. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get y'all choked up.
Root's like, back in my day, we scratched brackets on a wall.
Oh my god.
Back when Hearthstone was there a card game, but not on these computer things.
Oh my god. Okay.
We didn't computer that stuff at all.
No. We did actually have them all on paper. It was a mess. People had to come up, report, and we'd like make the little things. It was great. But we went in Battlefy, and we were figuring out Battlefy, and we would have other innkeepers come and visit us, and they would say, hey, why don't you check out Challenge? And we'd check them out and go, yeah, but we kind of already know stuff in Battlefy. We don't want to relearn stuff. And then it came in with Smash GG, and we're like, yeah, but we kind of – so we were just getting comfortable with Battlefy, and the more comfortable we got with Battlefy, the more like home it was for us. One of the things that Freckleface does, she's one of our admins. She handles all of our bracket systems. She'll run fake events all the time. She'll just put in a bunch of fake people and run an event and create scenarios for herself so that when the event really happens and that scenario pops up, she's already seen what Battlefy is going to do. So she'll have somebody drop, she'll have somebody, you know, report it wrong. She'll have all these different scenarios in there that she does. So we've just stuck with Battlefy. We've looked at the other ones. I'm really interested in this this best of one ladder with Smash GG. I see no reason whatsoever that you couldn't have both running just different parts of your event at the same time, with a ladder going on Smash GG and a bracket system going on Battlefy for another event. So, yeah, we've been with Battlefy and real happy there. But we did ask some folks in our Discord server with their thoughts, and here's what a few of them had to say. Ben Rennington from Wichita, Kansas, says there's been a lot of talk about this. He's used Smash GG since he set up the tournaments offline, and the bans had to be done with hero cards and paper and then back reported back to him. The support was very good. Says Bloody does a great job in connection with the Facebook Messenger group with himself, an admin, and a dev if needed. So that's a tremendous amount of support that you get right there. Overall, since I've had a couple events, I can just copy my previous ones from my template. Hasn't used any other system besides Chillon just to do a round robin for a fireside tournament for fun. So no accounts were actually needed for deck lists. He just needed a bracket. So thank you, Ben, for that input. And yeah, support is, you cannot overlook that, because if you're in a pinch in a situation and you're running a THQ or just a regular fireside gathering and people are coming up with issues, pressure's on. And if you don't have somewhere to go, your world gets really, really small, really, really fast.
Honestly, that's a really good way to describe it, because I've definitely been in that position where I'm just like, I don't know why the bracket site isn't working. Like, it should just go. And it's, as an innkeeper too, it is kind of like in an ideal world, you're just kind of managing the aspects of the event. Like you said, where you have Freckleface who kind of is very integral with the actual bracket running as well as itself, like where you're able to jump in and help if needed, like you have like kind of set people. Mm-hmm. And like if especially if you don't have that and you're trying to manage it all, and you like any little thing that delays things, just like you said, it makes the wolves come in really quick because you have all these people looking at you and you don't know how to fix it.
Yeah.
And it's not even like, it can be very disheartening to feel like you're in that position because you feel like you're letting people down. So that support really, really is crucial.
Yes, Maticus, I have a staff.
He has a staff. Like, I don't know. He has.
I have a great staff.
He has, I think it's that. Alex. He has Alex, and Alex is great. He has a couple people that help him.
I have Alex?
No, Matt does.
Oh, Matt does. I'm like,
he jokes that he doesn't have a team.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. So,
Speaking of Maticus, up there in Vancouver, he actually chimed in and said, he's pretty familiar with Battlefy. And he says, pros, it's flexible and fairly easy to set up. You have stat tracking for classes, and you have cool deck management features for players and admins. Now, the cons of using Battlefy, there's no mass import of players. You get the occasional loot box pop up, and brackets can be laggy depending on the size of your events. So the more players you have, really the more kind of toll it takes on the Battlefy server itself. But, I mean, that's to be expected with a large event.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Who's next?
Aurelius. I'll take Aurelius here from Quito, Ecuador. He says he uses Battlefy because it's really simple and quite easy for him to manage. Just, that's it. It's simple for him and easy.
All right. Can't ask for much more than that.
No.
Yeah. So Sveta from Sweden. So again, we've already mentioned him. He's from DreamHack. He says both Smash and Battlefy are good. He hasn't tried Challenge for Swiss. They got very good support from them. In addition to that, they also run their tournament slightly differently since they have pre-check-in and LAN tournaments. It has a lot of tools and settings. If you can keep an eye on all of them, it's highly customizable. He's had a fair amount of brackets, or has used a fair amount of brackets, Binary Beast, Challenge, Battlefy, Smash GG, Play.ESL. He says if you invest some time in it, Smash GG is very good. If you want something quick and dirty but functional, Challenge is good. And historically speaking, the best bracket software is the one you feel comfortable using. If you have specific needs, then it's worth scouting for what best suits you. I think that's exactly it's, right.
And then they yeah, it's the very head. Wise. Yep, very yeah. wise right there.
He is a very wise guy. Yep.
What a wise guy.
What a wise guy.
Well, he's not like a wise guy, but he's like a wise guy. You know?
All right. So that brings us, I guess, to our very own Scott Bites Levy from Irvine, California, who says, I'm personally not a huge fan of the user interface for Battlefy. I've used it over a dozen times, and it still doesn't seem to flow well for bracket creation, seeding, and score reporting. It's bogged down in bigger tournaments, I have to refresh the user interface to report scores, and I don't care about the microtransactions to build your avatars in the user profiles. I wish there was a slimmed down version of the process with a set of advanced menus that give more granular control if desired. And I think that really describes the way a lot of people feel about using Battlefy.
Yeah, it can be kind of bloated, basically. They're trying to be a lot to a lot of people, and they're trying to get into microtransactions and try to get into loot boxes, and it's really... They're trying to apply a gamification to the UI, and it's not the place for it. So,
right. So
maybe they'll take that to heart. I know Maticus is going to be talking with him here soon. So I know a lot of that stuff that Scott just shared with us has also been shared with Matt, which is also going to be shared with them. So maybe they'll take a lot of that to heart. So my very own Doug, and Doug is my very own from Detroit, Michigan. No, he really is, because Doug, let me tell you a little story about Doug before I get into what he wrote in here today. When I first flew in for the Innkeeper Summit, landed at the airport, nobody else was in the airport, and I jumped into our Innkeeper Discord that we have, and I'm like, is anybody here? Doug was there. And so Doug and I met up in the airport via, like, we're walking there. We met, like, both of us holding our phones, looking at each other, like, are you, like, it was great. So that was awesome. But Doug says he uses Chilange for his normal fireside gatherings because it is the easiest to set up and to run a simple bracket. It's also the fastest in terms of loading and its use on tablets and phones. So its UI is nice for that. He is forced to use Battlefy for THQs. Yes, he's heard about StriveWire, but you have to request the tournament to be set up for you. And Battlefy is a pain to set up. It doesn't work well on mobile devices. It has to be refreshed constantly. It does have the most functionality, though, which is good. So it kind of echoes a lot of the stuff that the Bytes had to say. But it's one of those things where the functionality is there, and if you can get over the bumps and bruises, it's worth it.
Yep. So, all right. Well, that is pretty much everything we have on online tournament bracket sites from us and from other fellow innkeepers. So if you guys listening out there have anything you'd like to add, feel free to send us a message or make a post in the hashtag podcast chat in the Innkeeper Discord. We'd love to know your thoughts on online tournament bracket sites.
Absolutely. But more importantly than all of that, I need to know how your THQ went. I wasn't able to get away to get up there to help you. I couldn't get up there. I really, really wanted to.
It would have been awesome if you'd have been able to come up and hang out with us. But we ended up with exactly 16 players, so I was thankful for that.
Perfect. Was it one of those last-minute things where you got, like, 14, 15 people, and you're like, come on, just, do you want to play?
Actually, it's funny you mentioned that, because it was. We had 15 players, and there was a guy who came in with his buddy, was like, I don't really play. I'm just here to support my friend. And we were like, tell you what, if you'll sign up and play, we'll be really grateful. And so he logged on to his account. He had an account. He logged on to his account. And, you know, we signed him up. And
did it have to update? He's like, wait a minute, Hearthstone's updating.
He did. he did have to update Hearthstone. So we were supposed to start at about noon, and I think we ended up actually starting about 12:40. But with the new best 2 out of 3 rules, it went really fast.
Yeah.
And
what was the bracket that you used? Did you do double M or Swiss?
We did 4 rounds of Swiss and then broke to top 4 because we had exactly 16 players. We broke top 4 single elimination. And we had one person undefeated after 4 rounds of Swiss. And he ended up losing in the first round of single elimination.
Oh, wow.
Which is always rough. You know, you always feel bad for that guy because, you know, he's played so well up until that point. And, I feel like, and I love all of my patrons, but I feel like my 2 best players made it to the finals. I really do. And it was an epic match. Went all 3 games. You know, it was crazy. And, you know, I would have been happy with either one of those players winning and moving on to represent my tavern. So I'm really happy with how the event went. We did have a really crazy thing happen in round 2 of the tournament. So player A is playing Dead Man's Hand Warrior. Player B is playing Priest. Player B gets 2 Dead Man's Hands off of Draconid Operatives. And now we're at the end of the game. Both players have 6 or 7 cards in their hand, and they're infinite cycling Dead Man's Hand.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm watching this match, and I'm going, I've never been in this situation. What happens if this goes all 90 turns? Because this could easily go all 90 turns. And so I jumped in the Discord and I asked a question. I'm like, hey guys, what happens? And bots got back to me really fast, posted a screen grab from last year's HCT where they actually talked about this exact situation. And if you are ever in a situation where you have an infinite dead man's hand loop and players go all the way to turn 90, the winner of the match after 90 turns is the player with the most health and armor combination.
Mm.
Perfect. Good to know.
But
so did it go 90 turns?
It did not go 90 turns. One of the players realized he had accidentally played a card before casting Dead Man's Hand, which removed his last bit of removal, and at that point he conceded. But it was by far the most fun match of the day.
That would be interesting, yeah. No doubt. So were you able to, like, stream the last match, put it up somewhere for the finals, or?
No, we were playing in a card shop, and they're not set up for that kind of stream. So we just, you know, had everybody kind of watching from a distance, so they weren't standing right over the player's shoulders.
Sure,
but it was a lot of fun.
Very good. And how long did it take you to get down in there? Like 7 hours or 3 hours? What was it for you?
It's roughly about an hour and a half drive for me.
Oh, okay.
That's one way, horrible. And then an hour and a half back. So,
yeah, it's usually how that works.
Also, I want to throw out in chat, we have John Koob in chat who says he really appreciated the conversation tonight. It was great to hear these insights and commentary. He is the BattleFi social media manager, and he encourages any of us to DM BattleFi on Twitter if we have any questions or just want to chat. So cheers to you, John. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah,
thank you. Awesome. Very good. Did we have any other kind of feedback in chat or anywhere, guys?
Not in Twitch.
No, nothing on Twitter or the Discord that I could see.
All right.
Pretty quiet night. I think it's just kind of that. It's one of those weeks where people like Scott's Owl Bites is out and groceries or something. you know, I think it's just a kind of a bit of a quiet week. But still, it was really nice to see all the feedback that we got from people about what they use. Because I think it's one of those kind of fun innkeeper things. It's like, oh, what bracket platform do you use? And it's like, well, what do you use? And it's like a really fun conversation we can have amongst each other, because it's just another way for us to learn from the experiences that we're all having and, you know, just kind of better our craft and use what's right for us and our patrons, our communities, and the events that we're running. So thank you, everyone who shared your input and what you use. And feel free, if you haven't yet, to share in the tournament planning chat, I think is where we had it.
Yep.
You know, share what you're using and what's working for you, what isn't.
If there's stuff that you feel particularly well versed about, if you feel you've, you know, gained a sufficient level of expertise in it, then feel free to share that as well, because that little thing that you figured out may be something that's hanging somebody else up. So anything you can share and help is always, always welcome in the Discord server. Aliri, tell me about your new stream. You're streaming right before the show. What's going on? Where are you at? Tell everybody about it. Where are you at?
So I'm going to be streaming as much as I can now. Right now I'm just kind of testing things out, just to see how it runs, but it seemed to go good. My Twitch is @Aleiri, @Aleiri, if you guys wanna shoot a follow. I was gonna be streaming. I'm probably gonna be trying streaming before the podcast each week. So if you're usually around on a Tuesday evening,
but not right up until time to start.
Not
right. Okay. Here's the thing is that, like, I was streaming a little bit last year, and when I did that, cause they changed it, and I kind of forgot that they changed it, but it used to be that you could only auto host after you like finished streaming.
Nah, this is right? Ever.
Yeah, but it's different now. So, like, in my mind, I was like, okay, well, I need to, like, stream until we start, and then we'll just, transfer over. It'll be fine. Was not fine. I'm really sorry about the technical troubles at the start.
So, well, here's the thing. I figured it out, because you showed your hand tonight. Everything, you said you liked the dark theme with everything. You said dark, 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 yes, please, were exact words. You just couldn't see the quit command, because it's black as well, and it's dark.
It's like not dark. There.
Yeah, it's just dark on dark.
I sent you the picture. There's no Skype in the bottom right for me to like close it out. It does not exist. But yeah, no, enjoy streaming. It's fun, especially Hearthstone, because those moments, it's like a fireside gathering when you stream Hearthstone, because those moments where you're like, did you see that? It's just like better than playing
did
alone.
Did you see Illyri hit that noob in the face for 20 with a Wind Fury creature? What? Oh my gosh, that what? Poor guy's probably never going to play again.
He's played a Wisp on turn one. He will learn. It's okay. I felt bad.
Poor guy,
poor guy, if you're watching, like, no. Don't play Wisp on turn one, or Illyri will hit you for 20 with a 10 with a 10 powered Wind Fury minion.
Look, Hyena likes to eat, okay? It gets bigger.
I can see this guy like shivering like in a corner going, I was playing someone named Aelari, and now I drink whiskey.
But you know what? Like I was in my head, I was just like, I don't want to discourage this person, but like,
I'm gonna smack him in the face for 20 anyway.
Like the game, I wasn't like emoting him or anything or being mean.
Oh gosh, it was funny. You guys need to watch your stream. It's good time. All right, guys, so that's gonna wrap us up this week. So to recap. This was episode 22 of the Innkeepers podcast. This week, we discussed online tournament bracket sites, our favorite things about them, our least favorite things about them. And if you guys have anything you'd like to add to the conversation, remember you can do so by joining the Innkeeper Discord. We'll be linked on the YouTube page below. Also, join us next week as we discuss... Yeah, as we discuss making the most out of your extended community. What is an extended community? Tune in and find out.
Yeah, I'll give you a little bit of hint. Ben Rennington is involved.
Yeah.
It will be a good conversation. Always enjoy having him on the show. All right. So, Illyri, if people want to find you online besides your stream, where else might they look?
You can find me on Twitter at Illyri, A-L-E-I-R-R-I. That's mainly where I'm hanging out. You'll see lots of posts about the tour stop that I'm running in Toronto in a couple weeks. I think I leave in a couple weeks to go. So I'm really, really excited. We're going to be announcing the talent this week for that. So if you want to hear about that, hear about Innkeeper stuff, my stream, all of that, definitely give me a follow on Twitter. I'm like 5 followers away from 1,000. Just saying.
I've got at least 5 other accounts. I think I do too.
No. I don't want that. No, it needs to be like legit people. I can spin up some bots
real quick. Hang on.
No.
We are no longer legit people, Root.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, We're old.
You and your pen and paper bragging. Yeah.
Well played.
Yeah. I've run Magic tournaments on pen and paper brackets, so yeah.
I have done it before. Blizzard used to, I think you can still get it. The brackets for THQs, you could download them. They're really cool because they're all like artsy and stuff. So I have done it too. I just really wasn't expecting you to go there. Root, where can people find out more about you?
I am down on the old folks' home. Third floor, Ward B.
In the craft room.
just follow the pen and paper brackets on the wall straight to his room.
I need to be rotated 3 times a night, so if you could schedule that, I'd appreciate it. So you can find me at Hearthcast Root. I've been doing the Hearthcast podcast now for we just celebrated our 9 years last past weekend.
That's so cute.
And then anything Hearthstone related, Florida Fireside. We take care of all the cool Hearthstone gatherings here in town. If we're not hosting them, then we're helping the other people. And if we're not helping them, there's something wrong. So Florida Fireside for all of that on all the social medias. And Avantes, my dear friend, what about you?
Obviously, you can always find me here every Tuesday night. And then every Wednesday night, you can still find me on the Twitch. At twitch.tv/ECMMOGamers, where I host a little podcast called Hero Power. And this week, we are going to be talking about the Hunter class. And I'm super stoked to get to play some Hunter because I just don't feel like there's enough Hunter on the ladder right now. So
I was just playing Hunter on ladder on the stream.
I know.
That was actually a deck that Matthias from Seattle posted because I asked for some deck lists in the gameplay chat in the Discord server. So as well, guys, if you have some deck lists you think I should try out because I really haven't been playing a whole lot of ladder recently, pop them in there. I'll give them a roll.
Yeah, apparently, according to my friends over at the Happy Hearthstone, I have my tentacles in all kinds of projects.
Ooh.
So that's what I told them. They did a show posted today, I think, where they talked about all the other podcasts out there and all the other Hearthstone related podcasts. And it's a great show. Go give Andrew at the Happy Hearthstone a listen. Highly recommended. So
cool. I'll have to do that.
All right, guys.
All right.
If you have not done so already, join us on the Innkeeper Discord. That you can find that link at bit.ly/hsinnkeepers. And as a reminder, you can get all of your resources for Fireside Gatherings at hsinnkeepers.com. You can also check the official Blizzard resources at resources.firesidegatherings.com. And as we close out the show this week, as always, we want to thank everyone for joining us live in our chat. And we would really like to thank all of you listening at home or in your car or wherever you may be listening to us this week.
The craft room.
The craft room. There you go. And as always, we'll see you all again next week.
See ya.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the HS Innkeepers podcast. For legendary resources and more, go to hsinnkeepers.com. Schwinghammer.
Schwinghammer.
That was like a delayed swing hammer.